This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC reclaims roots with start of reformed sub-franchise system. Rainwater harvesting facility implemented at Abbotnott Gallimore High School, and Jamaicans give back on the mentorship program. Details after the break.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox, and it must do by April 1.
By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
All right. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. Effective today, April 1, several routes in the Kingston metropolitan region will revert to the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, marking the start of the reformed sub-franchise system. These are routes 3, 17 Express, 19A, 31A, 32 and 42. The licenses of the affected sub-franchisees of these routes expired March 31. Head of the Franchise Revenue Protection Department at the JUTC, Radcliffe Lewis, says franchisees are now expected to operate only on routes for which they have a valid license.
They will now have to travel on their designated route. Once they are caught taking any shortcut, their buses are going to be impounded and they are going to be taken to court, and the passengers are going to be transferred to other buses.
Meanwhile, head of the Franchise Revenue Protection Department at the JUTC, Radcliffe Lewis, says with the implementation of the reformed sub-franchise system, rural buses will no longer be able to pick up passengers in the corporate area.
This is a warning to rural buses. Rural buses will no longer be able to pick up and to discharge passengers in the corporate area anymore. Once you are coming in from the rural area and once you reach Spanish Town, you only can sit down. But straight into Kingston, no picking up. You have to sit down straight in. The only time you can pick up is when you reach your destination and ready to go back where you're coming from.
Franchisees have until April 8 to regularize their buses, which includes color coding and making payments only on the routes for which they were approved. A $3.6 million rainwater harvesting system was recently commissioned into service at the Abbotnott Gallimore High School in Alexandria, St. Anne. The facility was funded by the Rural Water Supply Limited, RWSL, and is expected to help the school community overcome severe water shortage. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the system will also save the school the $500,000 spent annually to purchase trucked water.
Indeed, water is an essential component for us to achieve our goals for sustainable development and is critical to our efforts to achieve the major Vision 2030 National Development Goal.
This is the third rainwater harvesting facility to be provided at a school by the RWSL, with two previously installed at the Chatsworth Primary and Maldon High Schools in St. James. And 75 Jamaicans have answered the call to give back to their alma maters by promoting positive values and attitudes in youngsters through the National Mentorship Program. The cohort, which consists of individuals from various professions, was recently presented with their instruments of appointment during a ceremony at King's House. Speaking at the ceremony, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen said a concerted effort should be made to build the characters of young people, particularly since they're being exposed daily to negative behaviors.
We've got to maintain the support for our students, especially in these times of competing value systems and the attraction many of our youth feel towards poor role models. There is ample evidence that our schools are under attack. Too many students have lost their self-respect, and some are either victims or perpetrators of crime.
The National Mentorship Program is an element of the National Respect Agenda campaign, NRAC, where past students are invited to act as mentors at their former schools. NRAC is one component of the Jamaica Resocialization Program being implemented by the Jamaica Resocialization Alliance with support from the Ministries of Education and Industry, Investment and Commerce. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.